So, last episode was intense. I don't know if you guys are aware of just how crazy and ridiculous that entire session was.
I have not stopped sweating since. I just go through shirts constantly.
Right.
All I remember is bitch slapping your alligator.
Yeah. The Dinosuchus. That was named. It was named, by the way. I was waiting for it to get a natural 20. But two natural 20s on him definitely swerved any bit of
challenge
ability that he had. It was just literally smacked that into the grave.
Yeah, we're rebranding to the Dino Slap Podcast.
Dino Slap Podcast.
Our stock instantly tanks. Investors are losing millions.
The dragons pulled out.
Damn.
I just love to think that the Dragon Punch is a publicly traded company.
We're working on it.
Invested on by Space Dragons.
I would gladly take that. I don't care what the price is afterwards. I would gladly take that.
I'd sell my soul for millions of dollars.
See, the thing,
Space Dragons and Starfinder, they look cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Andrew, we'll be featured on Andrew Mo Money. He'll be like, Dragon Punch Squad podcast, like, buy the dip, ?
Buy the dip, buy now.
It really went bad when we released our NFTs.
we're not doing that.
Nope, never. No.
I've gone on record on Twitter and saying we're not doing
that. We're not grifters.
No.
What about DPS coin? I thought we were doing that.
No, right. It's called Adalar coin.
One day when we come out with like actual merch, I would definitely make like a DPS coin, but a physical coin that you could buy. Yeah,
that'd be dope.
You just try to offer to the grocery store and be like, hey, you accept these, right?
Yeah, you accept this, right?
It's tender.
I mean, I bought it for $15, so it's valued at $15.
One
thing I do want to say is that I did say it was named. And its name, I'll tell you this because it's not going to come up, but his name was Sweet Tooth.
Aww.
He's dead now.
Yeah, he's dead now. Which meant a lot to me because I played all of the Twisted Metal games since like the PlayStation 1, we had talked about the Twisted Metal games before. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much card deathmatch. It's fucking great. It's a
We were a Nintendo household. Didn't have any PlayStations. Yep.
We had the PS1, so I played a ton of Twisted Metal too.
Oh yeah.
That was a great game.
Yeah. Yep. One of the things that speaking of video games, I want to bring this up because we have referenced that Kezra was sort of teleporting around with his blink spell, and I said it reminded me of like when like NPCs glitch in like an Elder Scrolls game, and I was thinking back to like all the funny glitches that I've experienced in all of my 30 years of gaming, and I have one in particular, and I know that we have all experienced some ridiculous game glitch before. So back when I was playing, I think it was Tony Hawk's Underground 1 or 2. And it was the one that had a really in-depth story mode. It was really good. But there was one point where my skater he climbed up a ladder, and then I just jumped off the roof, and then I tried to like land on something. But when I did, for some reason, my character's avatar was completely upside down and still running.
Nice.
I didn't crash. I was just upside down.
Wait, did you like blink out of the course?
No.
Oh, you're still in the course.
Yeah, I was still on the course. I was like on the street, and my guy was upside down, but he was running around like completely normal. Wow. And so I was like watching it happen. I was like, what the fuck is going on? I'm like 14, playing this game, and I was like, what is going on? Why is he being weird? And then I tried to jump, and I immediately just like fell over. I was like, I wish I recorded that. I wish I had evidence of this happening, because I've never seen that before.
Oh my gosh. So he was a skater boy, and you said, see you later, boy?
Mm. Well, he said, see you later, boy, because he left.
I remember when the Tony Hawk games were good.
Yeah. Are they not good anymore? I don't know.
I don't know. I just haven't heard about a good one.
They really haven't released.
I just want to complain about the old days.
I mean, they really haven't released a newer one in the series besides remastering 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Was true. That was definitely really good.
Yes. Yeah.
I remember that one for the Wii that had, like, the board attachment. You get, like,
what?
A little skate. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's right.
Yeah.
You could get a board attachment?
Yeah. For the Wii, yeah.
Huh?
It was a skateboard that just sat on the floor and...
It was like Tony Hawk's. It was. I'm blanking on it. I remember seeing it, but they said it didn't really sell that well in general. Just because.
Well, we all know the Wii is a perfect.
It is the Wii.
Had no flaws.
Perfect system. They couldn't expand upon it, so all they had to add a letter.
Yep.
Wii U.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exact same machine.
This one has a tablet, though.
And that lasted two years, and maybe.
Yeah, yeah. And then they were like, huh, nobody really liked just adding a new thing to it. Weird.
The Wii was good for, like, Wii Golf.
Yes.
The Wii Sports.
Wii Sports was amazing.
Wii Sports was good.
Yes.
And then everybody else just played Smash Brothers on the controller anyway.
That's true. Yep. Yeah.
And everything else was garbage.
The other thing
Wii Sports were good.
I mean, the only other thing they had was the Metroid Prime collection on the hook.
So
that was good.
Wait, oh, I loved aiming was actually really fun.
I actually do remember doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
That was
Metroid
fun.
Game.
Well, my most modern glitch was when I bought Far Cry 5.
Okay.
Ubisoft. I played it for an hour, then some weird thing happened, and when I tried to log back in and play it, they said I didn't own the game.
Oh, yeah. I think I heard.
Yeah, when I talked to technical support, they like, sent me a link to buy the game again.
Oh, my
and
God.
I've never bought a Ubisoft game since.
Wow. That's not unheard of with Ubisoft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not EA bad, but their game's kind of bad.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's funny. Say probably low hanging fruit on this one, but any Bethesda game.
Yes,
but yeah, honestly, the one that I had most fun with some of the glitches would be Oblivion.
Uh huh.
Because Oblivion had the fun glitch is that you could do scroll duplication glitches that like if I forgot exactly how you're supposed to do it, but like if you had like a certain amount of scrolls in your inventory and then you switch back to something else and drop it, it would duplicate to how many things you had there.
What?
So in that cases, you could be like soul gems. Well, now you could have like 20 of them and then sell them and then you become stupid filthy rich. However, what I kept doing with it, because this was on Xbox 360 roughly.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I was tanking the system completely by duplicating something like armor. So armor would freeze the game because it would try to load in everything all at the same time. And then everything will freeze, and you're like, oh, it's broken. But then you hear the sound effect of everything falling, and then a cascade of armor pieces just hitting the ground and just flowing out.
Yeah.
There was a one spot, I think, in the capital that you could just... It was a two-story thing, and you could just drop things up there, and it'd be a fountain of just equipment you could just start dumping down. Like, because you could get the scrolls to be like... 99.
Yeah, yeah.
Like 100, 200. It's just soul gems, fruit, anything.
Yep.
And it was just fun to do.
Yeah. Actually, I've got another fun one. We used to have a Minecraft Tekkit server. And that is like a modded version of Minecraft where they have a bunch of new things. One of the things they have is nukes. Yeah, you can drop a nuke.
What?
We started a world, went on creative mode, lined up 100 nukes. And set them all off, and that world was never functional again. Everything, it just broke.
Is that like a metaphor for life?
Well, if you set up 100 nukes in our world, it wouldn't work anymore.
Yeah,
fair enough.
Our world would not work anymore.
The simulations are correct.
I ran the numbers in Minecraft.
Can you imagine like being in like the, what is it called, the control room, and being like, I ran the numbers in Minecraft. It won't work, guys.
How much do we pay you?
I got a couple. Classic one, Pokemon Red and Blue, Missing Now.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a great one. You know, get your Mew or your level 200 chances or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That one was always fun. Another one. Did anybody here ever play Champions of Norrath?
You and I used to.
Yeah, we played. Okay, yeah. I played with Tim a little bit. I used to play Champions of Norrath all the time. PS2. In the day, it was Realms of EverQuest. So it was like the EverQuest world.
Okay,
but it was a PS2 game, and it was like one of the like. Third person looking down multiplayer co-op where
was this the one that was kind of like Diablo?
Yeah.
Okay.
So a lot like Diablo.
Yeah.
Really fun. I loved that game, but it was super glitchy.
Mm.
And every now and then, like there would be this rare chance where you'd start the game, and so one of the big things in that game is inventory management because you only have so much weight, especially if you're not a strong character.
Yeah.
And you have to have strength to increase your inventory weight. But every now and then, rarely. You'd start a game, and the decimal place on your weight would be missing. So instead of, like, you know, you can carry, like, 20 pounds, 0.5, you can carry 250 pounds. Because there's just no decimal point. And the game read it that way. So you basically have unlimited inventory.
Oh, my God.
So you could just, like, play the whole game and run through, like, tons of dungeons and never have to like be like, ah, crap, I have to like drop this item, and, or we have to go back and sell. You just like have a shitload of things, and that made the game so much fun.
You basically just got the hefty hauler feet.
Yeah, it was so much fun. I loved it. So we would start games. I played with my friend Randy, and I played with my friend Dave a lot, and we would make games every now and then and be like, yes, the decimal's gone.
There's a ton of people right now that are just like, inventory management and like weight limits are just annoying. Like, a lot of people just don't like them anymore. Mm-hmm. And like, I like it for the realism factor, but I definitely agree that there are certain games that it tends to just like slow down everything when you're like all right, let's go to the dungeon, let's get this thing, let's do that, and then it's like, hold on, I need to drop 5 swords.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
So
everybody just wants to be Link and shove enormous amounts of stuff down your pants and not worry about it.
Yeah. So that was fun. And the last one was, this is one I haven't personally done. I watched a video on it. It's from The Witcher 3.
Okay.
I don't even know why I found this video, because I've never actually played Witcher 3. But there's some random sequence of things that you can do in the game, and you can replicate this, where there's like this. Probably one of many bathhouse sex scenes with Geralt in it.
Yep.
But there's like this thing that you can do while you're playing as Ciri that if you do it right, when this Geralt sex scene appears, you're like a hybrid form of Geralt and Ciri.
What?
Like the game like melds them into one character and it's horrifying. You should look up the video. It's really funny.
Yeah, I'm not replicating that on Twitch, by the way, everyone. I'm not doing that on Twitch.
It was absolutely terrifying. But yeah, there's like this naked scene, and you're like Geralt, but you're also Ciri, and it's weird, really creepy.
God, that's strange.
We talk about JK just to mature audiences, though.
I do have a sensor bar that comes up whenever I play Witcher 3, because inevitably someone's naked. So
yep. Well, you should do the Geralt Ciri.
Not doing it. I'll look it up. Sex I'm not gonna do it.
No, I didn't really notice a sensor bar. Is it just your face, like, covering up things?
No. I only put it up for, like, cutscenes and stuff like that, because that happens. But no, it literally says, like, the DPS has censored this for your protection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been racking my brain to try to think of glitches, and I know for a fact that I've experienced so many throughout the years, but the only one that I can think of is I used to watch this pro StarCraft 2 player called Harstim. Incredible YouTuber, hilarious. Like, you don't even need to understand the game, and he's just great.
Mm-hmm.
But he was playing this map, and he was talking about how there was one of this competition maps that the lower left half of it, Zerg creep would not spread automatically. So it would just get to a certain point, it would just stop.
Oh.
So people would exploit that, like trying to draw the Zerg player to battle down there because they didn't have creep spread.
Oh.
Yeah, it was hilarious, but that's the only one I could think of. And they never fixed it.
What?
Nope. Just didn't fix it.
Blizzard just said it's a feature.
Well, Blizzard like barely maintains that game.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Like they had an update within the last couple months, and it was only because pro players begged Blizzard enough, and they actually formed a committee of pro players to offer suggestions to make fixes and tweaks to the game. And they actually did it, which was kind of cool, but
nice.
You know, it's probably some Blizzard intern like, yeah, I'll tweak this retro game.
Sure, yeah, I'll go ahead and do that.
StarCraft and Diablo are basically dead games.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I guess they are coming out with Diablo 4, but that's... Nobody's like crazy excited.
I mean, people are still making money playing StarCraft 2, for the record.
Yes, yeah.
Like there are competitions that happen all the time.
Blizzard has shoved all of their money away from anything that we used to play. I don't know if you have heard, but Heroes has gone in pretty much into maintenance mode.
Yeah, Heroes is dead.
Yeah, mm-hmm. they are not making any new characters. They're not releasing anything else. They're pretty much just going to recycle seasons, I think, probably. Yeah, they're not doing anything.
It's amazing that Blizzard fumbled that bag so hard.
Yeah, yeah. They fumbled that a number of times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, given the problems that Blizzard has had, not surprising.
No, not even a little bit.
I was a big Warcraft 3 player, and I was there when every custom game was Dota, and it's like, they probably should have seen this coming.
For the record, we condemn all the things that are going on in Blizzard, and we support the union and hope that things get better.
Yes. all of that legal jargon. Completely agree with it. Don't be a fucked up weirdo. That's all I got to say.
Word.
or just it. Respect the people you work with.
It's not that hard, guys. If you have a problem, go get therapy.
Go get therapy.
In the DPS company, the only person I disrespect is Tim.
Yep. HR knows.
And they're okay with it.
HR knows. Tim is HR.
I brought it to HR, and he just keeps saying he'll figure it out.
I don't understand. He never answers my calls.
Well, one person that's going to be pretty fucked up here is Kezra.
No, because... I don't want to play anymore.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll see you later. we'll hang out, grab a beer or something later. Kel, is that cool with you?
No, let's get this over with.
All right.
Just so... turn all their sight off. I don't want them to see this.
Yeah. No. That's a good idea. Hold
don't
on.
Do it.
Let me see if I can do it.
You won't.
Vision.
I don't know how to zoom out.
Anyone?
That's right.
You got a mouse wheel?
Nope, I do not have a mouse.
That's why the largest cheese. Be like, yes, I do. I know approximately where he is. Heal. Two action heal through the wall.
This is how the game works.
Two action no scope.
Man, I wish, because I have life connection on. I think I already burned my life connection.
Maybe. Yeah, I think you use it on Elk.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, yep. I can't without messing with permissions, which I'm not doing right now.
Okay. Yay.
But
just cover it with your hand.
All of I'll block it out for everyone else here.
Don't look, everybody.
Don't look. So what ended up happening was that Kezra very smartly got on top of the palisade, and you put a climbing hook with a rope down so that way everyone else could get up. And while you're up there, you were like, all right, what can I do while I'm up here? And you knew that you were blinking around, and we even joked about the fact that you might just blink into the Fortress of Sorrow. And you did. When you got into the Fortress of Sorrow, you saw this creature. I will pull it up, but I will say that the art is not exactly correct, only because this thing that you see, Kezra, actually has a dragon head instead of a regular humanoid head over
it's
top of it.
A big stone statue man. He is large in size, mm-hmm. and apparently has a dragon head instead of this cool brick beard.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks almost like Egyptian, or I should say like Assyrian. It has sort of an Assyrian motif. But this one instead has a dragon head on top of it.
Kind of looks like the old Hammurabi, like...
Yeah.
Description. Like, whenever like he's depicted, it always is like big,
mm-hmm.
like, beard.
But let me go ahead and roll initiative for this thing, as it is now going to act.
Yikes.
Oh, no.
Maybe he's friendly.
Surprise, surprise, he goes directly after Kezra.
Yay.
Oh, no.
This is fucking bad.
That's really bad. All right. Shit, I was like, Kezra's gonna have a round. Nope. So, the first thing that this... golem does. I'll tell you, it's a golem. I'm sure you know. This large earthen golem turns its head and looks at you, and its eyes glow. And all of a sudden, as the eyes glow, it seems to move way faster than it should.
Oh, shit. Oh, God.
Well, damn, Kelly.
None of you can see this.
I know.
None of you can see it.
Pretend you can't see.
I'm just talking to Kezra. And it is going to go over with one action. What's the reach on this? 10-foot reach.
Jeez, so it's going to slapping hands right there.
It was only 30 feet away.
It was only 30 feet away. So that was one action, and it is then going to take three actions now.
What?
Excuse me.
It hasted itself.
Ah. Meep, meep.
And it's going to strike out with its... fist. It's fisticuffs.
Okay. Is that a fist or claws?
Fist.
Okay.
Yep. First one.
I'm so scared.
That is a 38 to hit.
Crit.
Oh, right.
That is 46 points of damage.
41 points of damage.
Thank God.
Take that.
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh.
Second one. Natural 20.
Oh, my God. No.
Oh, shit.
You're kidding.
I'm not.
Its first strike was a 19 then.
Oh my god. Man, you're going
bludgeoning?
Bludgeoning?
Yeah, it's bludgeoning.
Busted shin. Until healed, the target is clumsy one and takes a 10-foot status penalty to speed.
Oh no.
Alrighty. Go roll for damage. I don't know if it's really gonna matter here. 40 points of damage.
Still up.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
Oh,
yeah.
That could get bite him in the ass.
Orc stuff.
Orc stuff.
Just orc stuff.
You wouldn't understand. It's on this last swing.
On the last swing.
He's still up.
28.
Yep. Not a crit, though.
not a crit. Let's see. Uh, 14 points of damage.
I'm down.
Is it dying one or dying two?
I know this is supposed to be entertaining, one. But I'm genuinely worried.
It is dying three.
Wait. You add to it with work for us?
You get wounded conditions.
Oh no.
That's why I couldn't remember.
Oh no.
Alright, here's a question. Does blink drop because you go down, or does it just stay?
Okay. That's a good question.
Can you imagine this corpse just
oh my gosh.
Falls into the water?
His corpse just slides out.
How much damage was the last hit again?
14.
Okay. Well, I only have one health. So.
Oh, okay. Well.
Yeah.
Where's Kezra? 15 feet.
No, it just lasts a minute.
Okay. So, all right. So at the end of. Interestingly enough, going down might be beneficial because then this thing can't crit you again.
Yeah, that could stop one.
In the weirdest way possible, yeah. So, here's the other thing, too. I'll say this. I was waiting for all of you to get into the fortress for me to give you your hero points, so you have a hero point now. if you did not use it.
I haven't used a hero point
okay,
in ages, all right, so... All right.
Yeah, yeah, two now.
Yeah, you guys get your hero points now as you guys have officially entered.
This is probably a good time to use it.
Yeah. Alrighty, so you were already before the clay golem. So next it goes to Benson.
I don't know what to do here.
You just moved, like, what, 10 feet?
I can only move 15 feet and I don't know where Kezra is.
Yeah. There's a rope hanging from the wall. That's all you know.
Yeah.
You gotta just proceed as if everything's normal.
Yeah, I move there.
All right.
He abandoned us.
What a turn.
And that's using
invigorating, Benson.
What?
That's all three actions.
Yeah. I can only move 5 feet around in this water.
Yikes.
Yeah. His movement speed is garbage.
Next, it comes to the Bulgard Swamps here that is dealing with Vamir right now.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
The guy that I was hoping he'd just throw himself off and relieve me of dealing with him. I mean, he's got spells. Hold on. Let's see what spells he has. He only used one acid arrow. He's going to do that. He is going to take a 5-foot step back. So he's sort of up against the wall with where the watchtower is.
Mm-hmm.
And he is going to shoot an acid arrow at the mirror.
Right.
That is going to be 32 to hit.
That's not a crit.
Impressive.
I mean, close.
Yeah, close. Yeah. That was also, I'll tell you, that was also the highest I could roll without a natural 20. So,
there we go.
So he needs a natural 20. Goodness, 23 points of damage.
What?
Damn.
And the... and then the persistent that you will take. Yeah.
I take it on my turn. Or now.
6 points of persistent.
Damn.
Alright. That was its turn. Next is Adalar.
Alright. Adalar is just gonna move on. So it's half speed going through here, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Alright. Well, half speed of 25, I guess, is 10. So rounding down. So I can move 10 feet per action. So I'll
you have double my movement right now.
Right. So 5, 10. And then 5, 10. And, let's see. Is anyone hurt? Oh, wait, no, I'm not in range of anyone.
Yeah, you're not in range.
Yep. Not that you know.
Not that I know. Yeah, I'm just gonna hang out. I've got nothing to do. Maybe this could is... could I do like a knowledge on that door? Do we have like any idea of how to open it?
So the big log door.
Yeah.
Go ahead and make me just like a general perception check.
Okay.
Or if you want to do survival, whichever one's like higher, just to kind of like gauge what you're working with.
Yeah, I'll do perception.
Cool.
18.
It looks really, really heavy. So you think that you and Benson you feel like Benson could probably open it for you.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Benson, get to this door. Have you guys seen Kezra? I thought he was on top of that wall.
Inside your muffled screams.
You hear.
It's a good thing we're not in there.
They must be beating the prisoners to death. How horrible.
All right.
Kezra.
Where are you?
Elkwood, it's your turn.
Okay. Elkwood, let's see, Famir, after seeing Kezra just disappear, just doesn't know, but he sees the swamp seer, sees Famir take a big hit, and does a two action to just snipe. This thing?
Okay.
Oh, fuck. 19 on the die, so that's a plus 18.
I assume it's a natural 20, or that's a critical hit.
That should be a crit.
Yeah. Yes, definitely. Definitely a critical hit.
Okay. So that is... This thing is going to die, most likely.
Yeah, yep, probably.
Oh, unless I roll... Ugh. Okay. It's not the best damage, but 16 points of damage.
Is that doubled?
Yes.
Okay. Still up.
And he's might as well just send one more arrow at him.
Yeah.
Oh my god. 18 on the die.
Oof.
So that is going to be a... I mean, that should be a hit. I'm just blanking on what the actual number is. 18 plus... 14.
32. Oh, then that's another crit, actually. So.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
These low-level guys. Feels good. That's just going to be... Oh, I didn't apply my modifier on that last one, so that'd be an extra 2 points.
Extra two, okay. You're probably gonna kill it here, so.
Okay, so that's 2, 4, 5, 6. That'd be 12 points of damage.
12 points. Yeah, it dies.
Okay.
I assume you feel vindicated as it hit Famir, and then two arrows just went into his eyeballs
right there.
Boom.
And Famir is going to fly. 15, 20.
You're gonna give Famir to open the door.
Yeah, I mean, he could.
Yeah. He is going to actually, with his two actions, fly over here. Within range, because closer to Adler, and Adler can see that he's hurt. he's below half health at this point.
Famir, touch me, and you will get healing.
I move my... coughs up.
It vomits on you.
It's going to take me two more rounds to get to this fucking door.
Yeah. Kezra, it is your turn.
Okay, so due to a fun technicality, I'm actually at dying two because the language of ferocity is you avoid being knocked out and you remain at hit points at one hit point and your wounded condition increases by one. So
okay.
The going down by a crit doesn't matter.
Nice.
Right.
So I'm at dying two.
Yeah. Oh. So it was a good thing the crit was on the second attack.
And
not the one
I have toughness, so my save's a little bit easier. It's 9 plus my dying condition instead of 10.
Okay.
You live forever.
DC 12 to 11 to start my turn.
Okay.
Got a 6, so I go to dying 3.
Okay.
So that was the start of my turn.
Uh-huh.
So what happened is Lil Kezra slides out of my my shirt,
uh-huh.
And he will use two actions to use Restorative Familiar.
Oh.
And I looked at it. Uh-huh. It says, your familiar uses this ability.
Wow.
So I am unconscious, but he is not.
But he is not, yeah.
So he will heal me for 1d8 times half my level, so 48.
What?
That's awesome.
That's sick.
What does little Kezra do?
He stands up like a little cobra, and he like warbles like the little worm from Adventure Time.
Nice. Yeah, yeah.
And all the energy just goes straight down into Kezra's very smushed body.
Tenderized.
7. All right. And I get 19 hit points.
Not bad.
The golem just smashes you.
So that consumes one of my actions.
Okay.
And I'm now up.
Oh, wow.
There we go.
Kezra breathes to life. And thinking quickly, he will attempt to cast invisibility on himself.
Okay.
I'm looking at you. Does it smash the shit out of me while I am attempting to do this?
You mean, are you asking if it has an AoE?
Yes. AoE. Well.
No, it does not.
Oh,
Kezra goes invisible.
Wow.
That fact might have just saved you.
His turn ends, and he teleports randomly to 10 feet.
Ooh. What if you teleport into the golem?
I think I reroll. I can't teleport into a spot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Please get out. Wrong.
I teleport here.
Oops. Nope. So you sort of teleport at the wall.
Yeah, this was the spot.
Okay.
I can't occupy that spot.
You can't occupy that spot. That is a weird spot to be in, so I will say that you only went like 5 feet, so you just sort of like...
Okay.
Like, shunted that way.
I'm invisible and right there.
Yep. Okay, then.
Wounded 3.
Jesus.
Not a great spot to be in. However, being completely invisible and blinking, so I don't think that there's noise with that.
Nope.
Yep.
I'm just no longer in the spot I was.
Okay, so the clay golem here is confused as fuck.
I like that.
So he sees that you disappear, and he looks down, and he just like takes his foot and just like stomps in that spot. Boom!
Right next to Kezra's
head.
I'm still prone too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he was going to curb stomp you if you were still alive. Doesn't feel, you know, a body or bones or a viscera under his foot, and he's just... And he tries to seek. So he's just gonna be like, where the fuck did he go? So it is going to be just a regular perception check.
Mm-hmm. It is so tense in this room right now.
I know.
34.
So he's seeking against...
invisibility.
Against any undetected or hidden creatures in the area. So any creature that remains hidden rather than observed.
So if he does perceive you, he still needs to make what, the DC 5?
11.
DC 11, sorry, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So
okay.
What was your total?
34.
And this is against my stealth DC, which is shit. So
I imagine.
Yep, it's a critical success.
Okay.
Which gives you...
Wait, it says if you're using an imprecise sense or if an effect, such as invisibility, prevents the subject from being observed.
Mm-hmm.
So we are using invisibility.
Right.
Does that mean it prevents it from being observed? I'm looking at the seek action.
Well, he's just hidden. He's not undetected.
Well, it says here, the GM attempts a single secret perception check for you and compares the result to the stealth DCs of any undetected or hidden creatures in the area or the DC to detect each object in the area, as determined by the GM or by someone concealing the object. A creature you detect might remain hidden rather than becoming observed. If you're using an imprecise sense or if an effect, such as invisibility, prevents the subject from being observed. So it says a creature you may detect might remain hidden if an effect, such as invisibility, prevents the subject from being observed.
So I can't become observed, but I guess I can become hidden?
Yeah. But that's how it's worked so far, is that if you're invisible but they know you're there, you're just hidden.
So what does invisibility, what kind of effect does it produce on you? Do you become hidden? Do you become
undetected?
Undetected.
Right, but now he's just hidden. So it's still the DC 11.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So he stomps in that spot, sees you're not there, And I'll say that the way that he knows where you are now is that the rubble sort of lands on you, and he's just like, blip, blip, wait, what is that? And then he's going to just roll an athletics check to try to grab you.
Okay.
That is going to be a 36.
Roll your,
right,
11. DC 11 first.
The fly we just talked about. 2, so he does Woo! Not do it.
Oh, God. Damn.
The golem, so he disappears, stomped, realized you weren't there,
right,
and then tried to grab you, and you just roll perfectly out of the way as his hand swipes at the floor.
Thank God.
Bob and weave, man. Bob and weave.
That was its turn. Benson.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Well, I move there.
Great turn. Adelar.
All right. You see Adelar. He's looking at this wall, and he's like, I want to climb this wall. And he just looks at his hands. He goes, and then pop, pop. Two suction cups made of gold pop out from his hands and feet, and he begins scaling the wall with a climb speed as right. He uses Traveler's Transit.
Okay. Can you cast that on other people?
No.
Oh.
That face, I wish. No.
Believe me, if I could, I would. So now I have a climb speed. I'm pretty sure it's equal to my land speed.
Oh, shit.
That's yep. really good.
If I remember correctly, yeah.
Yep, speed is equal to your land speed. So 25 feet, how tall is the wall?
The wall is 15 feet out of the water, so you gotta go 15 feet up.
Yep, so I pop up here, and that is my turn.
Okay. Then it comes to Elk.
Okay, Elk is going to make his way over.
You're still in a tree, if I remember correctly, too.
Yeah. That I am.
Just jump.
Yeah, you can just jump into the water, that's fine.
Yeah, jump. Technically, I could try doing a long jump action.
Yeah, do it.
Long jump action to make it so I can land further into the water instead
of
like.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, the worst thing that can happen is that you land in the water directly below you. So, right.
Yeah.
Might as well.
Yeah, I've actually never had to use this before, so that's what I'm trying to think of. Was it athletics or acrobatics?
Let's see. You stride, then make a horizontal leap and attempt an athletics check to increase the length of your jump.
I don't think you can stride in the tree.
No.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, it says if you didn't stride at least 10 feet, or if you attempt to jump in a different direction other than your stride, you automatically fail your check. This DC might be increased or decreased due to the situation.
Okay, you can still do a regular like leap though to go like 10 feet or whatever it is.
Yeah, he's just going to try doing
a
leap.
It's just like a jump.
Yep.
Yeah. So. What would I have to beat for that? 10 or something?
I don't know if you can just jump.
Okay.
I mean, I think you just...
Yeah, go ahead and roll athletics, unless you completely botch this.
It says here you automatically fail the check, and failure is you leap normally. Oh. So as long as you succeed the athletics check, you can just leap normally.
Okay.
So I can do it on untrained, right?
It's just athletics.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So I rolled a 17.
Oh.
Okay. I'm slowly declining here, so this worries me.
Oh.
19, 18, 17. All right. So that'd be a 20.
So the DC is equal to the total distance in feet you're attempting to move. So, for example, you need to succeed at a DC 20 to leap 20 feet. So it just depends how.
So you just wanted to leap as far as you could?
Yeah.
Oh, so then you go the what'd you say you got?
20.
I guess you go 20 feet. Yeah.
Woo!
All right. Yeah, yep. You succeed, so that makes it a fail, and you leap normally.
Yep.
All right. So he... One action. Whoa. Boom!
Two actions.
Two actions.
Yeah. It's still the two actions for a leap, but...
And I'm assuming no damage anyway, because I can't take... Yeah, I can't take damage unless I fall further in 25 feet anyway. So, 10 and 10 feet.
10 foot through the muck.
Because half speed, and Vimir is going to fly up and touch Adelar.
Oh, sweet!
You just feel these claws just break into.
Yeah.
I don't know how to touch you properly.
All right, so now you need to roll. Oh snap! 4d10 worth of healing.
Thank God, because I. Yep, he is down by half. 4d10. Oh, I don't have d10s. Roll D10s for me, Tim.
All right, you got it.
I trust you.
Wait, you're going to use a halberd? Come on, Mark.
No. I wish.
Let me break out my halberd.
Just slices into Vimir.
Ah, fuck! I forgot how to heal.
That is 20 points of healing.
Ooh. Oh, he's over half.
Nice.
That's good.
All right, so now the next person who touches me gets 4d8.
All cool. Right. Next is Kezra. Back to you.
Whew, okay. Quickly looking around at the door. Is there a mechanism to open the door?
Nope.
It's what?
Just hinges.
Hinges.
Hinges, yeah. They're literally just hinged.
Hmm. Like you just swing them open?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Are they locked? Is there a bar?
It doesn't appear to be.
It's just a big wooden door.
Just giant logs tied together.
I guess they hinged. Were. I guess this guy's the lock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah, come on in.
Come on in.
Well, have a look around.
So inviting, Chris Dredd.
You'll love the doorman.
All right, well, I stand up with one action. And I'll move here with another action.
Okay. You moved towards the door, it seems.
Yeah, I moved towards the big-ass doors.
Okay.
So if I just push this shit open, it'll open?
Yeah. Like I said, it looks heavy, so I will tell you that there's a strength check attached to it.
Yeah, that's what I kind of figured. Yep. I only got one action left.
Kessler's a strong boy.
Yeah, but if I push this door open, I won't have any actions to move. And I'll just be... He'll know exactly where I am.
Not exactly.
Well, close to where I am.
Yeah. You are going to blink at the end.
I am going to blink at the end.
So you're not going to be there. So he'll think you're there, and you're not going to be there.
If you end your turn here, that gives you a better chance of blinking outside the door.
True. I know, but that'd be one more action to get there.
Okay.
I mean, 10 feet would be here, or here, or out here. So I have like a 40% chance of blinking outside this door.
That's pretty good.
It's better than being in the middle of the room. So, also next to that thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got one more action.
Okay.
So I gotta decide what I want to do with it.
Shoot a lightning bolt.
Fuck you, stones.
This blink is definitely gonna work.
I'd call out, Mr. Kezra Davison, push down that wall.
Fuck. Yeah, I think. That's not even gonna fucking help me. Oh, it's so scary.
Did you just blink again and then blink?
I can use my. I can use an action to blink and then yeah. I'll automatically blink again. So I think I will use an action to just blink.
Wait, yeah. Really?
I can blink once on my turn as an action. So
yeah,
I will do that.
Rolling the dice.
Wow.
Please.
But if I teleport to the middle of the room, then I won't be able to blink out.
Yeah.
I blink here. Or I blink right here.
Okay, so you blink just outside the door.
I blink just outside the door.
Yeah, now we just have to hope you don't blink.
So Benson, you just hear like a splash. Because I'm standing in water now.
That Benson. Sounds like an invisible Kezra.
Benson, did you see that? There are more foes afoot. Kill it.
Just swing blindly in that spot.
Leave me to my work.
All right, and then Kezra, you blink another time.
Oh, God. I can blink back in.
Yeah. I know. Why did you do that? Just pushed out the door.
One. I blink right here.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Wow. All right, so you blink closer to the group.
God. Oh, my God.
And then you hear another splash. Closer, 10 feet closer to you, Benson.
Invisibility.
I'm here.
Oh.
A short Kezra? Spin.
As soon as Kezra goes, I'm here. Benson swings anyway.
My alibi is that I was scared. All right. It is the Golem's turn.
Oh, my gosh.
You just hear stomping in the room.
Oh, my God.
Boom, boom, boom. That's it.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Benson, it's your turn.
Did you actually say something when you appeared?
Yes. I said I'm here.
Don't swing.
Where's here?
Where the splash is, Benson.
I start splashing around, splashing like a little kid.
There's definitely, these are completely clear waters.
It's murky.
Okay, if I step here, can I reach out?
Yeah. So although you can't see him, you can see the shape of him in the water, since it is pretty much like chest or neck high or whatever it is. So you can see the like the water separation. So,
are you hurt?
Yes. Dear God.
What's the healer gloves heal again?
I believe it is. I want to say. I'll just look at it. Okay. I have it right here.
That's like modified for you though, since you do
2d6 plus 7. That's for base.
Okay.
Yeah.
2d6 plus 7.
That is one action.
That's good because that's not good. Because I used two actions just to get up to him.
Oh yeah. Oh no.
Is that minimum?
That was almost minimum. You said plus 7.
Yeah.
You get 10 points back.
That's what I
thought. We need to regroup.
I guess so. Is it my turn?
All right. Adalar.
All right, so now that I'm on here, could I just, like, climb on top of the dome and just see what I... Well, Do we already establish that it's kind of like just like perfectly sealed?
Yeah, it's perfectly sealed. It's okay. A very, very large grassy dome over top of it.
Gotcha.
Could
I walk on top of the door, or is the door like in the wall?
The door's in the wall. So yeah. I mean, you could get over to the edge of the palisade here and like look at it. But you wouldn't really be able to interact with it though.
Ah.
Right. I know you like your safety up there on the palisade wall.
I do.
Yeah. On the chest high wall.
I think I am going to use one action to just kind of get to the edge of the palisade wall,
okay.
But that's near the door.
Okay.
So like, you know, if and when it opens, I could just kind of climb in.
Yeah.
Is Vermeer still hurt?
Yeah, he is still down 23 hit points.
Oh, 23 hit points. So one action for that, two actions, you're in range. I'm just going to heal him. He's full. I don't even have to roll.
Oh, wow. That's cockiness right there.
I'm pretty sure if you rolled minimum, that'd still be full.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't have to roll anything, like just the plus alone.
Yeah. Because he got hit by all those acid arrows.
Plus 32 or something.
Let's see. Yeah, level...
Oh, yeah, you've been fine.
Yeah, plus 32.
All right.
Back to full.
Elkwood.
Okay. Elkwood is kind of angrily swim through this water. Let's see. All three actions he's able to get here. 10 feet movement.
There we go. Right next to Benson.
Benson and Famir is going to move here. I said he's going to move here. Why aren't you moving?
Move him. What are you doing? All right. Wait, where
I'm
do you
trying
want?
To move him.
Where do you want Vermeer?
Left of Benson.
Left. Okay. All right. We move Vermeer over. So you guys are huddled up once again. Adalar standing over top just, of all of you.
It's just like, I hate this water. I hate this
everything. I love it.
For some reason, I have a lower athletic skill than Adalar because I didn't take stupid feet.
Yeah.
Kind of wish I did now.
Yeah. Next level.
Adalar just like read a bunch of like fitness books and is like, I know how this works now.
I know how a breaststroke. No,
Kezra, it is your turn.
I move well away from the palisade.
Fair.
So you can see this invisible man slosh through the water and go sit his ass next to this deactivated dragon pillar.
Yep.
You still invisible?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's 10 minutes. I'm not disabling it. Right.
And I have.
I just need to not teleport back through the wall. How many rounds has it been since the start of the Dionychus fight?
It has been.
It's only got 10 rounds of this blink.
Nine. This is round 9 that we're on. So.
Wow. Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah.
No, I don't know exactly when you casted it, but we're on round 9. So
I started the combat with it.
Okay.
And it lasts a minute, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Good.
Okay, so
I move over there, and I'm just going to wait for healing.
Okay.
I think that's all I can really... do, because we need to end this combat and regroup.
Yeah.
Wait, but... okay, that's fine. I'll get my focus point back. We're good.
Okay.
All right. So he's just like, Adalar, get down here and heal me.
I don't know where you are.
Splishy, 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 splishy.
Oh.
Did someone just chum the water? A lot of red.
Right.
Another Dinosuchus comes up.
You just see a bone float to the top. The goat becomes invisible.
Like, ugh. Oh my god, that's a femur.
How the hell is that?
Put that back in.
The clay golem's turn. You don't hear any more stomping around in there.
Oh, good.
And it comes to Benson.
So can we? I think we talked about regrouping. Like, do we have to keep acting in turn?
Until you guys say that you're booking it out of here, yes.
Oh, like we have to like leave.
Yeah. I mean,
okay.
Yeah,
we booking it.
Are we leaving?
Yeah, fine. Okay, whatever to get us out of combat. Right,
yeah. Okay, so you guys take your turns and you get out. You guys go outside of the Fortress of Sorrow area, back to where I assume that there's solid ground, since Elkwood hates this place.
Yes.
Benson, too.
Yeah.
And what do you guys do?
I don't think anyone enjoyed it, honestly.
I did.
You don't count.
Yes. We need to find a fan boat.
Right. Oh, yeah. That'd be great.
With a battering ram.
Yes.
Kezra, I guess... I guess we'll take more than 10 minutes. So his invisibility will fall, and he's like,
"There's a massive guardian statue in there, nearly killed me."
Huh.
But I think those doors can be just pulled open. There's no locking mechanism. I didn't see anything to open. It just looked like they're large doors.
Well, I think me and you can take care of that.
Yes, I think knowing what's in there, we can ambush this thing. If we get the doors open. Adelar, myself, Elk, we have enough range to blast this thing out afar before we have to engage it up front. We can probably do a lot of damage before we even get inside.
Yes.
If Benson can handle opening the door, we can all just unleash.
I don't dislike that plan.
Based on his description, can I roll a knowledge?
Oh yeah, can I roll knowledge too?
Yeah. Go ahead. I will say that Kezra, you can definitely make the Arcana check. Adler, it'd be a little bit harder for you since you're just going on descriptions.
But. Is crafting relevant either?
Crafting is actually absolutely relevant. Yeah, cool.
Ooh, I got a natural 19.
Ooh,
don't worry. So far, I got a 31 Arcana.
31 crafting Arcana on this. That is good. It's a clay golem, as I said before. Traditionally, clay golems are crafted in the image of a deity and used as guardians of tombs and sacred crypts, or fortresses. Anyway, clay golems have the power to lay curses upon their victims as punishment for intrusion, leading many to believe that these oft ancient constructs have a touch of divine to them.
Oh.
While this idea has little basis in reality, superstitious folk still tread lightly around statues that resemble clay golems even in the slightest. So that imagery is always funny to me because if there's just like a statue somewhere, people are just like, don't go near it.
Mm-hmm.
That'll kill you.
Yeah.
You get one thing out of this with that. Resistances and immunities. Man, I love just fucking over the spellcasters.
We got to choose our ranged abilities.
I'll give you the immunities that it has based on like just being a golem because it's a slew of them and you can assume most of them. And then I will give you. Do you want it? All right, so I'll go through and then I'll ask what you want after this. Okay. So immunities: it is immune to acid, bleed, death effects, disease, doomed, drained, fatigued, healing, magic. I'll ask you about that later. Mental, necromancy, non-lethal attacks, paralyzed, poison, sickened, and unconscious effects.
Okay.
Do you want to know its further resistances? Do you want its specific golem anti-magic? Or do you want to know what it might be vulnerable to?
Vulnerable.
Yeah, I'm going to go with vulnerabilities. Yeah.
Vulnerabilities. You know that clay golems specifically are usually vulnerable to disintegrate spells.
Well, that's not helpful.
Have one of those in the tank, Kezra.
It's level 5. It's level 5 spell.
You tricked us, Jake.
So disintegrate is a name of a spell, not a spell type.
Yes. A disintegrate spell.
Ah.
Yeah, it says a disintegrate spell affects the golem. Affects the golem, but deals half the normal amount of damage and causes the golem to become slowed too for 1 minute, for 1 round. Sorry.
Can we search the swamp land for a scroll of disintegration?
I just go find a wizard.
Yeah.
I say. Wait, did it say that it said disintegrate does half the normal damage?
Yeah. So it deals half the normal damage, but it causes the golem to be slowed too.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. So disintegrate normally just destroys inanimate objects.
Yeah. I will tell you that you saw that thing go very fast. You can assume that this thing has the ability to just quicken itself.
And it said it's immune to magic.
So golems have their own anti-magic, but unless you want to make another check. Adelar, what did you get?
I could also do my crafting.
Sure, yeah. And Adelar, what was yours?
24.
24, that does not help, so.
Yeah. Get out of here. I got 24 for crafting.
24 for crafting. No, that does not bring any more, actually.
What?
Yep.
Damn.
So for this one, it's recall knowledge construct, and then in the parentheses is arcana and crafting.
Oh, I might have some crafting.
Nope.
There's one thing universally true about any tabletop RPG is that golems always fucking suck.
Yeah,
they're always so difficult to deal with. They're literally made by spellcasters to fight other spellcasters.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, weird. I do have crafting as well.
You know what? You might have seen, you know, golems around around Absalom, so yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You want to go ahead and try?
Yeah, why not? Oh, my God, damn. Another 19.
You're rolling hot.
Woo!
What's your total?
19 plus 12.
31.
Oh, that is enough, actually, surprisingly.
Yay.
All right, so what do you want to know? So, I'll give you the fact that it has some like resistances on top of its immunities. Golems usually come with resistances, and it also has a specific anti-magic thing.
What would be more important for you guys?
I feel like the specific anti-magic.
Yeah,
maybe?
The golem anti-magic. Specific anti-magic.
Specific anti-magic. So the golem anti-magic. Each golem has their own specific anti-magic, whether it's a stone golem, adamantine golem, clay golem, whatever. This golem anti-magic is harmed by cold and water and healed by acid or slowed by earth.
Interesting.
So cold or water.
Krieg in our Sticky Business game has the hydraulic push thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a spell like that.
Can we hire him? Water.
Yeah, he's probably around.
He's somewhere else in Milwaukee right now. Like, we can find him.
Yeah.
Sorry, I can't go with you. I have to go catch a giant fish.
Cold and water.
Cold and water. And also just stay away from acid. You guys damn it and use that really too often. But, and I don't... I know that one of your patron... one of your deities' things is Earth, Timmy. I know that
One of Abadar's domains is Earth.
Yeah, yeah. Earth. I don't know if you have specific spells from him. That
I
you
didn't
do.
Take that domain.
Okay. Oh, you didn't.
I told you to take that. I told you to take Fist of Earth.
You did. You did.
I mean, all right. Well, I mean, I've got Ray of Frost. It's got 120 feet.
There you go.
There's
work.
Something.
This fight is going to be a motherfucker.
It is going to be a... Buff up Benson.
Yep.
Go beat up the golem, because we're useless.
we'll turn Benson into a mini golem with stone skin and all that
this
stuff.
This sometimes feels like pretty much every other fucking fight.
Just turns into like...
Except you're going to have less magical backup.
Yes. Yeah, all the magic will be focused on, you know, that.
Do you say, for the immunities, was it immune against precision or no? Yeah, I believe it was.
No.
No? Whoa. Okay.
Acid, bleed, death, disease, doom, drain, fatigued, healing, it's anti-magic, mental, necromancy, non-lethal attacks, paralyzed, poison, sickened, and unconscious.
That's... Yeah, okay, that's good.
Yep.
That means you can do some damage.
Yeah, right, I can snipe. So you can snipe. I've got Ray of Frost. Do you have Ray of Frost?
No.
You have produced flame.
I produce flame.
I mean, hey, I think your only job is going to be keeping
you've got
me
Divine
alive.
Wrath, right? It wasn't immune to positive. Right.
Divine Wrath.
Golem anti-magic, however, says
it's.
yeah.
A golem is immune to spells and magical abilities other than its own, but each type of golem is affected by a few types of magic in special ways.
Okay. So, buff Benson. You keep Benson alive, and Elk and I will poke it.
Yeah. We'll just keep poking it. Get it into the water. It just starts melting.
Right?
No. Okay. Well, I have...
Actually, luring it to the water might not be a bad idea.
It'd be like Clayface from Batman. Just
I have plenty of spells to buff up Benson. And then, I'm just going to be using Ray of Frost, which is a cantrip.
All right.
Are you good on spells, Tim?
You mean good, like, right now? Like, if we go went right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, but my spells are very much not tuned to this fight.
Can you keep Benson alive?
Yeah, it's...
I have plenty of heal.
Yeah, okay. All right. That's all. That's the only thing you're going to have to worry about.
I still have Vital Beacon active because it's active forever.
My thought is taking this thing out before they can regroup and put anything else in that room.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. That's a good idea.
The only thing that concerns me about this is that with a golem, there's quite a bit of them as security guards in Absalom. But that means a spellcaster has to be living in there. Or somewhere around here.
Somebody's been turning all these Chavarkar into dragons.
So we should eliminate this quickly.
Yes.
Always something bigger in the back room.
I think we take the thing out, and then we can run. Take this fort out one by one. But yes, I don't want to run the risk of them preparing this room and to be any more difficult than it already is.
Alright, so as far as plan of attack for my spells, I can cast Angelic Halo to get the extra healing, and then I can also cast Bless to bump your attack, and Bless, get extended every round, so that can kind of be like, heal, extend, Bless would be my moveset. Not bad.
Do you think it would be beneficial for me to turn my bastard sword into a hammer?
I don't
think it was immune to slashing, was it?
I don't think
it. It could have a resistance, but we don't know.
I mean,
I feel like historically, statues are probably less good against bludgeoning than slashing.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I mean, this is like kind of.
You can also change
it
for one action if your sword doesn't seem to be working.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's true.
But would you lose your bonus? Because I know it's your shield. Never mind. I thought your sword was.
Yeah, he went all shield, so that's why he's able to just flip back and forth.
Oh, okay.
Well,
I say we do it.
We're taking 10 minutes so I can get my.
Yep. We've already told you. We're taking 10 minutes to strategize.
You took your 10 mini. You guys tell me when you want to go in.
All right. Does that mean people need medicine checks?
I could use one.
Okay.
I need to be healed up.
I'm not terribly low, but I can do something.
I am still wounded 3.
Oh, I can do treat wounds on you then.
Yeah.
Or you can just full heal me. That does it too.
Okay.
Really? Yep.
Cool. Yeah.
Right. Being full healed removes wounds.
Well, I mean, treat wounds is, I can do it once per day on you, right?
No, so, you can do it once per hour.
Once per hour? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Just don't roll a natural.
That's right. It's battle medicine, and it's like, you have to have the feats for.
Correct.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and treat wounds. I'm going for that. DC 30. And I don't make it, but I don't critically fail it.
Okay.
Yikes. Benson, you said you're down.
I'm only down 12 hit points.
I'll just do the DC 20 then. Of course, I blow it away. So I crit success. So crit success for medicine DC 20 Kelly is...
It's 48. And it's 48 plus 10, I think.
Well, then you're good.
Yeah,
heal you.
I'm full health.
Elkwood, I'm guessing you're good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Wait, I think I am. I got it.
Did you cast any healing on me?
No spells have been spent. I'll use my... are you down a lot?
I'm at 29 hit points.
Cool.
What's your max?
97.
Yeah, I'll burn a heal on you.
Probably a good burn.
Yeah, I would say so. Okay. Anything in this jungle sneezes on you, you're gonna die at this point. Yeah.
Especially because I get crit by anything.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
I think it goes over to the casual first, doesn't heal him. Then goes Benson. Oh, you're good.
59.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm sorry. 60.
All right, that'll be perfect. I'm almost full.
All right.
But you're still wounded 3, right? Or no?
Yeah. Because I didn't get full healed, and I...
Can you just slap him on the back with a heal? Or...
I could use my healer's gloves.
I mean, yeah.
Because that wounded 3, if you get hit by anything, you're dead.
Yes.
That is true.
So do I have, like, a little healing? No, I have healer's gloves. Do you want me to use that?
Wait, couldn't you...
No, use your lay on hands. You get it back. You get it back after 10 minutes anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect. Okay, cool. We'll fall off.
Yeah, plus 2 to your AC for this long.
For 6 seconds.
I feel invigorated.
All right.
I feel fine.
Cool. I'm full health. I'm going... All right, so as we approach the gate, we're all good?
Yep.
All right,
yep.
What are we giving Benson? Benson, I'm giving you stone skin.
Yay.
So that is resistance 5 to physical damage, unless this thing's made out of adamantine.
Huh.
Don't give Jake ideas.
Yep.
By the time you're gone.
So I will cast that.
All of a sudden, this thing's got adamantine arms.
It's still a clay golem, but it's just...
Yeah.
They upgraded it looks so awkward. It so fast.
This is Power Metal Gear.
And then I will cast... I guess I'll cast Haste on you. Like right before you open the door.
Yeah. Okay. And I'm going to cast Angelic Halo, so an emanation, 15-foot emanation is around me, and Bless as well. So that means there is an aura, 5-foot emanation to start that is around me.
What does Elkwood cast on Benson?
Nothing.
Oh, man.
A pat on the back.
This thing hits really hard, so be very mindful of how you shield block, because it'll probably fucking destroy your shield. It does a lot of goddamn damage.
Oh, yeah, and your spikes are all gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
the Dinosuchus is kind
of... Oh, yeah, the spikes are all gone, so yeah, be mindful of your shield damage. I think that's all I can... really buff you up right now.
Yeah, most that elk could do was probably like stealth a little bit ahead, like on the right hand side, because he remembered seeing all those boggards on the right, like the first time he went through. So he's curious if they're still there, because the one on all the ones on the left, I think we pretty much annihilated them.
All right.
God damn! Since I'm paranoid, I'm casting the invisibility on myself.
Ooh,
I'm paranoid.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's hard. So it's good.
I have the invisibility.
Okay.
Just in case. Hopefully, I don't need it.
Hopefully.
I have the second level spells to burn. So.
All right. Go ahead and move you guys where you would like. As you guys approach, you guys can approach from the same way if you would like.
I just want. So Kezra's like, it's. I think it'll be lined up right in the middle. Mm-hmm. So.
That's fine.
Okay. Yeah,
yep. So let me tell you about the gate here. So it's a gate. So the it sort of opens up from the middle. So it comes to a point, like pointing towards you guys. So as you open it up, it opens up like a large like a barn door. So so it opens up really really wide. So as you open it, you like I said, you will have to make a check in order to open it. And then, depending on your check, we'll see. If you make it, fine. If you don't, then maybe you like budget or something like that. And we'll see. But because it is a very very wide door, you won't just be able to like just swing it open. You know, like a big barn door, mm-hmm. Just because of the weight. So how are you guys approaching?
Go ahead and aid Benson on his open athletics check.
Okay.
Yeah. Elk and Kezra are at a distance with a clear view of inside in the door, but we have both have ranged spells.
Okay.
Benson is doing the door with Adalar. Adalar is going to stay in Benson's back pocket.
And honestly, Vamir could technically exist with opening this door.
Oh, yeah. You could go up and grab it, too.
Somehow. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead and make your aid checks. So the two of you just need to beat with the DC 20.
Uh-huh. Okay. I make it.
Do you have to beat 20 or beat 20 exactly?
To meet or exceed.
Yeah. Okay, I got 20 exactly.
All right, so Benson, you get a plus 4 on top of
2.
It's only plus one.
Yeah, it's only plus one.
So you get a plus 2 on top of your athletics to try to open this door. You get an additional plus 2 on top of your whatever your athletics check is there. So go ahead and roll, and we'll see what happens.
So 23.
You struggle a lot. You struggle a lot at first, and all of a sudden you hear it. and you manage to dislodge it. A lot of the clay that was on the door comes off, and you begin pulling it open. As you pull it open, you hear whoop, 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 as the three Bulgard Swamp Seers that were on the other side come running down to face you guys and stop you from entering the Fortress of Sorrow. I'll see you guys next time.
Hey!
Kill them all.
Yeah, that's all
they're not immune to lightning bolts. Yeah.